On Tuesday's front page, Apple Computer sent an outside organization to look for abuses at factories overseas where iPhones and iPads are made. California could have less influence on Capitol Hill next year. It could send 16 newcomers to Congress. And in Russia, discontent has crept into television news programs in spite of Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Apple Computer has an outside organization inspecting the factories where iPhones and iPads are made. This comes in response to the outcry over working conditions among suppliers that manufacture its electronics. Apple told the Fair Labor Association to identify publicly any factories where it turns up abuses. Apple said inspection started Monday at a factory in China known as Foxconn City. Human rights advocates say the 230,000 employees there are subjected to harsh working conditions and long hours. Foxconn disputes that. Some labor advocacy groups say the Fair Labor Association is not really independent of the companies it monitors. For years, California has had the largest and most influential congressional delegation in Washington. Next year, it'll still have the largest. Whether it's the most influential is open to question. Tuesday's Times says California could send 16 newcomers to Washington next year, thanks to reapportionment and retirements. Some state officials are already worried about the turnover and the loss of seniority at a time when California's been counting on Washington for economic help. President Obama is projecting a deficit below $1 trillion. His proposed budget also calls for raising $1.5 trillion over 10 years by taxing the wealthiest and closing loopholes. Both political parties are betting that a polarized Congress won't work out a budget deal before lawmakers leave to campaign in the fall. Times reporter Jonathan Wiseman says it's no surprise the president wants short-term stimulus spending and tax cuts together with longer-term spending cuts.
This template will be what President Obama campaigns on for the 2012 election year. Now, currently, dividends are taxed at a very low rate of 15%. If he got his way, for the richest of Americans, it would be taxed at 39.6%. Remember, Mitt Romney is talking about eliminating investment taxation for families in the middle class and holding on to President Bush's tax rates of 15% for capital gains and for dividends for even the richest of families. Mitt Romney himself is among the richest of all Americans, and the reason that his effective tax rate is about 15%, which is very low, is because most of his income comes from dividends and capital gains. President Obama really wants to sock it to the Mitt Romneys of the world.
Times reporter Jonathan Weissman. Since rising to the top 12 years ago, Russian leader Vladimir Putin has wielded power by controlling television as effectively as he controls the country's security apparatus. Even so, television critic Alexander Stanley says public discontent has spilled over onto the airwaves. That means updates on voter fraud and opposition candidates now share time with long segments that showcase Putin. She says for viewers, the effect is bipolar, one part NPR, one part North Korea. Tensions between Israel and Iran rose on Monday when bombers struck at Israeli embassy personnel in India and in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. Israel accused the Tehran government of being behind the attacks. Iran denied it. In India, the wife of an Israeli defense envoy was hurt, along with several other people, when her car was destroyed. A motorcyclist put an explosive device on the car at a red light. In the Georgian capital, a similar device was discovered on the car of an Israeli staff member, but that bomb was defused. Inside Tuesday's Times, the mortgage settlement with big banks that was announced last week hinged on California Attorney General Kamala Harris. She took a hard line in negotiations with banks, but faced increasing pressure from the White House to reach a deal. Ms. Harris is considered a rising star among Democrats and a potential candidate for governor. She says California will get the biggest share of benefits from the nationwide settlement. The total is expected to top $26 billion. Two former Bear Stearns hedge fund managers agreed to pay about $1 million to settle a case with the SEC. That will avoid a second trial over whether they defrauded investors. The SEC has come in for criticism for allowing defendants to settle fraud cases without admitting or denying the charges, as was the case here. Federal Judge Frederick Block still has to approve the settlement. At a hearing on Monday, he called the $1 million payment chump change. Even in a state capital where lawmakers thought they'd seen everything, this is a new one. A New York State senator and his wife got in a fight with members of the Seneca Indian tribe. It happened in a Niagara Falls casino lounge. A member of the tribe accused Senator Mark Grisanti of doing too little to support their interests. Grisanti is disputing the Seneca's claim that he threw the first punch. He ended up with bruised ribs. His wife was taken to a hospital with a concussion. Until now, Grisanti was best known in Albany as one of four Republican senators who broke ranks to support same-sex marriage. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.